It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology business trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Jennifer Shveta-Jordan for 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, big tech executives, including PayPal's co-founder, have pledged $1 billion for a nonprofit called OpenAI to develop artificial intelligence to focus on what they're calling a positive human impact. This week, the Tech Report goes to school, as a team of Carnegie Mellon University researchers are developing software to fix one of the world's big problems. In many developing countries, teachers and classrooms are scarce. Joash Gambaragi grew up surrounded by kids without access to education in the poor rural village of Mugeta in Tanzania. While he's moved on to graduate studies at the University of British Columbia, the picture in Mugeta hasn't changed much.
Kids were just staying home with their parents, with their grandparents, selling eggs and stuff in the streets.
Now that he's an adult, Gambaragi has created a school in Mugeta. The school lacks resources for the 50 kids it serves. The classroom is so small that one group of students has to wait outside while others learn. Two dozen Carnegie Mellon University researchers and coders are working on another teaching option.
How many things are left? Tap on your answer.
Yay!
That's the sound of a game that Carnegie Mellon University's RoboTutor team has developed. Professor Jack Mostal's heading the team. He's worked 25 years on a literacy teaching project that will be folded into RoboTutor's work. The group will soon be sending Gambaragi's school Android tablets, outfitted with their writing, reading, and arithmetic games. The longer-term goal is to test and improve the software so it can be used across East Africa. And the team is on a deadline. Mostal says they're entering the Global Learning X Prize in a little less than a year. That award is for $10 million.
It's to fill a tragic gap in terms of education in developing countries. So the premise of the overall competition is that affordable technology can plug that gap.
The team's employing what's called intelligent tutor software. That is, it can adapt to individual students' learning and change up questions when a child learns a skill. Before the group tests the software in Tanzania, they're running trials at a preschool on the CMU campus. One activity has two lines of shapes to add or subtract. Some kids get it right away. Others don't.
I didn't even hear what he said.
Oh, he said let's subtract some numbers now.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, this will explain.
Besides being closely observed by Mostal and colleagues, this session is also being recorded on the computer. Other members of the team will be able to follow along later and tweak the software. The team has a number of hurdles to overcome. They have to teach kids not just in English, but also in Swahili. Maria Robles, a CMU grad student in human-computer interaction who's working on finger writing on the tablet, says that's not easy.
Like how to deal with punctuation. For example, in Swahili, there's like apostrophes and things that we don't have in English.
Still, Mostal is confident that his team will be able to stand out among the other 200 teams competing for the X Prize. That's because the university's been working on artificial tutoring for decades.
So we have less than a year. That's a lot of competition, but this is just tailor-made for Carnegie Mellon.
That's this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report. I'm Jennifer Shveta-Jordan for 90.5 WESA.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by CMU's Hines College and its master's programs in information technology, analytics, cybersecurity, and management. Details at hines.cmu.edu.